We're back on with Chase Palisari talking about the Chassel VFW annual ice fishing tournament on Portage Lake coming up here this weekend. And Chase, thanks for more of your time.
Yeah, no problem.
We already went through the categories, entry fees, how to get registered, and we kind of alluded to the kids portion of this tournament, which I think is really cool. So let's talk about that a little bit because it's slightly different time frames.
Yeah, the kids tournament goes from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. All fish must be registered by 1 p.m., you know, to win a door prize. All children must fish to win a door prize as well. So, and the kids can also enter in the adult tournament, but you cannot weigh the same fish twice.
Oh.
So if there is any kids, you know, maybe in their teenage years, because the age is 1 through 15. So.
Now, it's free for the kids portion of it, but if they want to get into the main tournament as well, they have to pay the $15, right?
Correct.
Okay. So the kids part is free, and it's a little bit different. Can you talk a little bit about how, you know, the prizes are awarded? Because I know there's some special things like smallest fish. Is that right?
Yeah. So there's separate prizes for biggest, first, second, and third, and the smallest fish prize. So that always seems to happen. You know, there's definitely some small perch and crappie that can be caught in Chassel.
Well, we're going to talk about that crappie bite that's non-existent, it seems like, right now. So let's go to the fishing report then. I have been hearing that things kind of improved a little bit for walleye, but I still have gotten zero crappie reports for Chassel Bay this year, which usually you hear about some by now.
Yeah, I think on top of no good crappie reports, I think it has a lot to do with not many people have been fishing for them. But this time of year, you know, getting into March and stuff, the crappie fishing usually gets pretty good. So, you know, I would encourage people to not stop trying for them because they are there and there usually is some very big crappie around.
What's been the hottest fishing right now on Portage?
I would say the walleye has just now picked up. It was slow there for quite a while. There is an abundance amount of pike too. There hasn't been very many big pike this year. I did hear of one 43 and a half inch pike caught. But other than that, the pike have been on the, you know, small to medium size. The walleye fishing was slow for a while, like I said, and it just did start picking up, you know, in the past week or so. And this time of year, we do start to see a lot bigger walleye being caught in these warmer, longer days. So,
any hot tips for a live bait or, you know, jigging a shiver minnow, or what's the hot way to catch walleye right now?
Definitely my favorite way has been the shiver minnow lately, this year and last year together, just because sometimes when that water is so stained, the glow of the shiver minnow definitely helps. That along with, you know, the basic Swedish pimples and dew jiggers in the gold colors and, you know, any arapalas in the fire tiger colors or buckshot spoons. Generally just tips with a minnow head is the best.
Excellent. I appreciate the hot tips, Chase, and hopefully you'll get a good turnout for the annual ice fishing tournament at the VFW there in Chassel. And is there a phone number they can call or somewhere on Facebook they can look for more information?
They can check out the Facebook page of the Chassel VFW post. If you type that in, that should come right up. And then the phone number, if you have any questions, is 906-481-6200.
Excellent. The Chassel VFW annual ice fishing tournament on Portage Lake. Chase Palisari, thank you so much for your time and giving us the good info.
Yeah, no problem, Adam. Thank you.
This is The Outdoor Show.